The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has raised concerns about what he described as packets of disturbances in elections, though he acknowledged the 6 successful elections organized in the country in the Fourth Republic. Most Reverend Asante said failure to manage the electoral system will have dire consequences for the country. He said thus at a dialogue in Accra with political parties on the need to adopt the SDGs in their manifestos. The Most Reverend Asante said in order to reduce violence in this year's elections, political parties should avoid personality attacks and focus on bringing out manifestos that reflect the SDGs. Here is a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The forum was attended by representatives of the various political parties as well as ISODEC, Star Ghana and the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC. It was to strengthen the link between political party manifestos and the extent to which they have incorporated key themes of sustainable development goals. Speaking at the forum, the Most Reverend Emmanuel Asante reiterated the need to ensure peaceful, free and fair elections. He said, Ghana, since 1992, has become a beacon of democracy in Africa.
Elections lie at the very heart of modern day democracy. The entire country is gradually heating up, but this cycle of fear and panic and an atmosphere of betraying personality attacks and insults must and should end. We cannot continue on this destructive path. The aftermath of the 2012 election is a steady escalation of already polarized situation of the nation, the undue politicization of everything, and the unabating threat of violence, defined and informed by the steady emergence of fearsome vigilante or militia groups, allegedly patronized by politicians and political parties. The violence recorded during the by-elections at the Talenti constituency in the Upper East Region is a very serious foreboding of terrible things to happen in November 2016 if rapid and effective measures are not employed to stem the tide.
Political party representatives who were present echoed the need for SDG policies to be included in manifestos of the parties. The NDC representative, Dr. William Ahaji, who is director of research for the party, explains why SDGs should be mainstreamed in manifestos and other development programs.
These are needs and demands that people are making, but they are also part of the effort to improve the country's development achievements. So they are consistent with what people want, and we consider them very useful to include in our manifestos. For us in the NDC, it's a given, because the president, our leader, is a co-chair of the international effort to ensure that the global goals are achieved.
For a part, the representative of the NPP, Ekuya Efriye, said the inclusion of SDGs in manifestos is not new to the NPP, as it is one of the party's priorities.
We have done it in the past, and we still will do it. And Ghanaians have tried us, and I have no doubt that they will remember that NPP was able to do it in the past. It is true that as the election gets closer and closer, people get frightened. There is this agitation. But with NPP, we don't have to fear.